America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
These are the radio blogs of Miguel Fuller and Holly O'Connor because it's so much easier to just say it out loud than it is to type them. Dear blog, Saturday was my CrossFit competition that I had sort of been training for for the past 3 months.
Yes.
I signed up because I said I want something to focus on through the holidays so I don't just become a complete eating monster and eat everything.
It's real easy. I just read a study that's like people drink more and sleep less during the holidays.
They do.
Can't help it.
Well, my goal is always never to be last. I'm like, I just don't want to be last. But if that's not hard when you're competing, when you're one out of 25, 30 teams.
Yeah.
But this time, there were only 15 teams. Now, I will tell you, going through the competition, it is always super scary because you see people that are super fit that you're competing against. But then what makes CrossFit so beautiful is that you see so many different types of people. So you have your really like fit people, and then you have people like me who are just trying their hardest and they're working at it.
Yeah.
And Holly, you came out.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Coming out.
I'm so glad I could finally make it.
I will tell you, out of 15 teams, we came in 12th.
Yeah.
We came in 12th place.
That is awesome.
12th place.
You weren't last.
Now,
Weren't you partnered with a newbie?
I was. I got to give a shout out to my partner, Chris.
Yeah.
Who I partnered with. This was his first time. I really pushed him, and he was scared out of his mind because both of us, neither of us are super competitors when it comes to sports. I never did any sports in school or anything. I'm not the most coordinated person at all. But I will tell you that if you are a person that struggles with your weight or fitness, I definitely think that you should put yourself in these sort of situations that are uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because it makes you work hard at it.
And that's when you grow.
Exactly. Because whenever I would go to gyms in the past, just to regular gyms, and I would just get on the treadmill for, you know, 20 minutes, and I'd probably just be talking to someone, and I wasn't really aiming for anything. But when you do something like this, and I don't care if it's CrossFit or flag football or whatever it is that you do, it just helps you move, and especially if you're uncomfortable in your skin.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing some of the pictures that have been posted since the competition, it is, when I look at myself, it doesn't look like me, you know, because I always see myself as Fat Miguel,
right,
as Miguel that just looks like shapes. And so when I see myself with these defined muscles, it's crazy to think that that's me.
And it is. And I'm so proud of you. I mean, I have witnessed all of the diets.
Yes.
All of the crazy plans, all of everything. And this is legit the first time that you actually, like, I feel like you have a grasp on it.
Yes.
Before, it always felt like you were trying to explain something that you didn't quite get to someone else. But this is like, you got it, which I love. I love it.
Yeah, so you can see some of the pictures and videos from the CrossFit competition on my Instagram, Miguel Fuller.
All right, dear blog, I think I did the wrong thing yesterday. I said the wrong thing. When we were going to, my boyfriend and I were laying in bed, and we're watching some TV to wind down, and I was eating one of my favorite nighttime snacks.
Oh. Oh, dear. Here we go.
The story is so dumb.
What is it?
Crunchy seasoned peas. Well, these damn crunchy seasoned peas are a bit of a point of contention in our relationship because I love them, but he doesn't like the way they smell.
Oh, and you're eating them in bed?
I know. I even asked, though. I said, would you be mad if I ate the crunchy seasoned peas in bed? And he goes, no, that's fine. Because we were out of them, so we got them back in.
Uh-huh.
So I'm eating them last night. And so then he looks over at me after several minutes and says, I can't wait till you're done so we can cuddle. And I said,
oh, here we go.
I'm hurrying. Like, I'm hurrying?
You're hurrying? You're hurrying. Hurrying to shove the peas down your throat
instead
so you can
of being
cuddle.
Like, oh, I'd love to cuddle now.
Yeah.
I think it was a trick. I think I failed. Like, I'm hurrying? Who says that? Like, Like, there's only, I only have that amount of time to finish some peas or something.
This is it. This is it.
I don't think that was the right. And then he rolled over the other way. And then
he's just like, no.
We never did get to cuddle. I just kept on eating the peas.
That means you owe him.
Oh.
You have to do some things that you only do on birthdays. And,
it was just his birthday. I already did it. It was his birthday Saturday.
You got to do it, make good.
How many you need?
A lot.
That's okay.